local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Sitting at 72 now. Dr. Bill's full forecast on the way. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No accidents. They've got one near Bay Minette off the interstate, but it's off to the side of the road. So far through Mobile, it's quiet. For the 1065 split traveling downtown for the tunnels and across the Bayway. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel at Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get their details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad you're here. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, and also Kane with traffic. Kelly is out for a couple days. Be back with us soon. And yesterday in Saraland, last night, the finding by a judge is guilty in the case of Shakesia Clemens, the woman at the center of the Saraland Waffle House arrest video. Story from our news partners at WKRG. A judge found her guilty of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, charges stemming from her viral arrest video back in April. Judge Irwin said he wanted to be clear that he's judging that it's guilty because of the legal definitions having been met. Says it has nothing to do with the emotions in this case. Now, of course, cell phone video taken at the Saraland Waffle House, where Saraland police say Clemens was drunk, shows her threatening Waffle House employees and her refusal to leave the restaurant. Clemens' lawyer said she was just trying to get the corporate phone number. Clemens and her supporters want the charges dropped over how she was treated. Now, the group brought petitions with over 50,000 signatures to City Hall on June 19th, demanding the charges be dropped. The judge has ordered a $200 fine plus court costs on the resisting arrest charge and another $200 fine for disorderly conduct charge. Clemens was also sentenced to 10 days. But the days are suspended for 1 year of informal probation. Clemens has 14 days to file an appeal if she chooses to do so. Speaking of which, then her attorney, Marcus Fox, yesterday commented on that. And also, we had audio here from the attorney, Marcus Fox, and also a supporter of Shakesia Clemens.
We do disagree with the verdict. As for the question of whether or not the things that we heard here today are undisputed and beyond a reasonable doubt, we disagree with that as well. We have entered an oral notice of appeal. We expect to take this case to the next level and try this before a jury of our peers.
They threw Shakeshia Clemens to the ground after derobing her. It was wrong, and there is nothing that you can say that will make us believe anything different. The judge and all those folks who were in that courtroom tonight that lied are wrong, period.
All right, so that's Tamika Mallory, a supporter and activist there as well. So nothing you can say can change the mind. This is part of the discussion going on today. We'll pick up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice. Also, on the positive side, event today aimed at shrinking the racial divide in Mobile. Organizers are aiming for inspiring messages from two speakers happening 6:30 this evening at the Mobile Civic Center. It's organized by the Pledge Group of Mobile, a group that seeks racial understanding and cooperation. Carlos Finley was talking about it last year in this WKRG story and said the need to bridge the racial divide in church. This event is in that same vein. There's going to be two speakers. Dr. Russell Moore is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, and Dr. John Perkins, an American Christian minister, civil rights activist, Bible teacher, author, philosopher, and community development. Tickets are free, and they're available through Eventbrite. That event coming up tonight, 6:30 at the Mobile Civic Center. 612 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 is next.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police need your help finding a woman who stole a truck and debit card from a home in Wilmer. Police say the woman with blonde hair and striped shirt stole a gray Chevy Silverado from a home on Dallam Drive. Inside the center console was a debit card. Police say the suspect used the card at a Circle K at the corner of Lot Road and McCrary Drive in Sims for gas and other purchases. She also booked a room at the Super 8 Motel but never checked in. A man is in jail for allegedly sexually assaulting two women at knife point. Police say 20-year-old Shaquille Dunbar attacked the women in West Mobile over the past month. One woman reportedly drove to meet him at his house on Post Oak Court when she was attacked. Dunbar will be in court Wednesday. After nearly a month on the run, a man wanted for shooting and killing a teen in Northwest Florida is in custody. 18-year-old Demetrius Caesar was captured in Louisiana yesterday. He'll be charged with homicide and the death of Abel Kane. Kane was shot and killed June 27th at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 6 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 7-3 Monday night. Mobile fell behind 7-0 entering the seventh inning. They put three runs on the board then, but were unable to complete the comeback. Tonight, game two of the five-game series in Mississippi. First pitch is set for 7 o'clock tonight. In the major leagues, Atlanta crushed Miami 12-1. Cincinnati defeated St. Louis 2-1 with Cardinals starting pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon. What a name, Daniel Ponce de Leon.
Right, explorer.
He nearly threw a no-hitter in his professional
debut.
Just wanted to throw some strikes, hopefully get deep in the game, give our team a chance, and it's an unfortunate loss.
Ponce de Leon pitched 7 innings without allowing a hit before he was taken out of the game. Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 7-6. Boston Red Sox got the win over Baltimore 5-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers hit 4 home runs in a 7-6 win over Philadelphia. Here's LA's Chris Taylor hitting his 12th of the season.
Taylor drives the ball the other way. That one is deep. That one is gone. The third solo home run in the first 2 innings against Eflin, who entered the game having allowed just 6 home runs all year.
Pittsburgh won their 10th game in a row, 7-0 over Cleveland, and Milwaukee beat Washington 6-1. Also, Arizona beat the Chicago Cubs 7-1. Some bad news for Tim Tebow fans that were hoping he would get a chance to play in the majors this season.
Yeah.
The former Heisman Trophy winner and current New York Mets minor leaguer likely to miss the remainder of the season with a broken bone in his right hand. And Tebow was injured on Friday night when his Binghamton Rumble Ponies, that's the name of the team that he plays on, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies.
Yes, and they were playing the Trenton Thunder when Tebow had his hand injury on Friday night.
Rumble Ponies.
Tebow will have surgery today. The Rumble Ponies will likely be without him for the remainder of the season. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. The first Alabama Crimson Tide game of the season against the Louisville Cardinals now 39 days away, Sean. But fans of the Tide will not have to wait that long to watch Bama on TV. Yesterday, ESPN announced they'll air a 4-part series showing the defending champions preparing for the upcoming season. The show is named Training Days, Rolling with the Tide. The first episode will air on Wednesday, August the 9th at 6 p.m.
You know, I noticed, so my wife was engaged in that Twitter discussion of that yesterday evening because she is the biggest football fan in our house, and it was split. It was like, it was almost like President Trump. Either people love the idea of it coming out or they hated it like poison.
I can't imagine that Nick Saban was the leader in trying to get this TV show, get these cameras around the team before the season starts.
Right.
Somebody maybe above Nick Saban, if there's such a thing, came through and said, hey, this would be good, Nick, if we did this. But I saw your wife yesterday. She's a lot like I am. She said, this might mean that Alabama does not win the national championship.
That's right, because we're suspicious fans. Like we're superstitious.
Right.
If something like that happens, it's bad juju for the Tide.
Yeah, kind of like getting the Madden cover in the NFL.
Correct.
Never works out.
It's a jinx. Yes.
United States swimmer Ryan Lochte's been suspended 14 months by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency after receiving an intravenous infusion without a therapeutic use exemption. 12-time Olympic medalist, well, he can't get out of his own way, Sean.
No.
Posted a photo of himself on social media on May the 24th receiving an IV infusion. USADA said that Lochte cooperated fully with its investigation. His suspension retroactive to May 24th. It'll end July 2019, which means that Lochte would be eligible to participate in the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And in NBA news, All-Star forward Carmelo Anthony reportedly planning to sign a 1-year, $2.4 million contract with the Houston Rockets once he's released by the Atlanta Hawks. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Lace up your shoes and sign up for the 11th annual Go Run to benefit gynecologic cancer research. Saturday, September 15th at Moulton Tower on the USA campus Mitchell Center lawn. Registration begins at 6:30 a.m. with a 5K run at 8 and the fun run at 9. Registration August 1st through September 14th is $25 for adults, $10 for youth 10 and under. Race day registration is 30 and 15. Online at usahealthsystem.com/gorun.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it's been a perfect start to the day so far. Grab that umbrella. Good chance we might see some storms before the day is over, but for now, it looks great. Coming in from Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway, downtown Mobile to the 1065 split, light traffic and no wrecks to report. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Brought to you by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org and like them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 72 now at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Dr. Bill with our full forecast. Take a look at the tropics as well. Also, something to think about now before the kids get back to school, which I don't know about most folks. I think we're like the 9th, August 9th or something like that for our children.
Wow.
Just around the corner. So if one of the summertime projects before you get the mayhem of school was to get cleaned up around the house, need to get the junk gone, you need my buddy Trey Bennett and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Maybe it's at the office. Maybe you have a room at the office that's not usable anymore. Maybe at your shop, it's not usable anymore because it's packed full of junk. Stuff you know you don't need. You just, I'll get around to getting rid of it at some point. Hey, listen, get around to getting rid of it this week. When you make that appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they'll come out, they'll assess the junk, and they'll quote you a price. And if you agree, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. First thing you need to do is make that call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go to the website and check them out at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, a story we talked about yesterday during the midday show, and now today is the day we'll get those votes counted in the House District 102 race. Now, so this time last week ago today, was the runoff in the primaries. Everything else has had the ink dried except the House District 102 race, ending in that virtual tie. Here's what happened. So you've got provisional ballots being counted. Now, provisional ballot for a bunch of different reasons, but they are ballots that there's some issue with them or whatever, and they're only used if needed to. And you have to count them if you need to count them. Well, in this case, you need to count them. We have a, looks like, 25 vote difference between Gray and Stringer. The slim margin right now of victory is 25 votes over for Shane Stringer. So Shane Stringer, Willie Gray. Shane Stringer has 25 votes over Willie Gray. There were a total of 5,103 votes cast last week. Now, Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer holds that extremely slim lead over Call News publisher Willie Gray. Provisional ballots still need to be counted. According to a news release from probate court, there were 154 provisional ballots in Mobile County cast last week. 58 of those were in House District 102. So let's parse through these numbers. Number one, right now, 25 vote lead for Shane Stringer. There are 58 provisional ballots that can apply to House District 102. All right. The count could affect the results of the election, but of course, this count's going to be fairly quick because you don't have to 58 of them. It says 154 provisional ballots in Mobile County, but that doesn't matter. You got to check out the 58 that apply to 102. So they're going to count those 58, and at some point, you even in counting them, you don't have to count them all if they go Shane Stringer's way. They go Willie Gray's. There's still room because it's a 25-vote difference. There's 58 to be counted. It could turn around and go the way for Willie Gray, but that's going to be going on today. By the way, there's no Democrat running for the seat, so basically the primary is the general. So we're watching this for 102. So this margin, it was not enough, though, by the way, to trigger the automatic recount under state law. That would have happened if it was a general election. It does not happen in a primary, but they are counting the provisional ballots. That happens today, and hopefully by, they say, I think they're going to start around noon or so. Y'all, I mean, it shouldn't take too long to count these 58, and hopefully we'll have an answer probably 12:30 or so today.
And it's races like this that show you that your vote does actually count. I mean, they're down to a 25-vote difference right now, and with 58, is that right? 58
right. So
provisional ballots.
So Shane Stringer leads by 25 votes. There are 58 provisional ballots. So this is very tight.
Yeah, and every vote does count. And I think we were talking with the Secretary of State, said that the margin had to be within a half of a percentage of the total votes cast, had to be within that for there to be an automatic recount. And I guess because there were only 5,100 votes cast total, that number did not reach the recount threshold, I guess.
Yeah, well, and also the automatic triggers for recounts in general elections have, okay. I think that's what the Secretary, we can go back and check, but I think maybe he was referring to what the triggers would be in a general, because
okay,
I have been told that they are different in a general versus a primary. And by the way, too, I'd like to point out, we can celebrate during the show. I don't think that's a good idea, but we could. It's National Tequila Day.
All right.
Yeah, so National Tequila Day today, because, you know, of course, every day is a national something day.
Oh, yeah.
Today, National Tequila Day. Why National Tequila Day is not like a Friday or a Saturday, I'm not exactly sure. I think they'll probably be selling lots of, margarita specials at restaurants tonight. Survey from the folks at National Today point out 76% of Americans they surveyed say they like margaritas.
Numbers don't lie.
There we go. Well, we'll do some breakdown on the margaritas and rocks versus Slurpee style versus salt versus not. All that coming up. Dr. Bill's on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People who live in Maysville came out to a community meeting last night and grilled Mayor Sandy Simpson about a proposal to tear down Lab People Stadium.
We do not have to make this decision within the next 2 weeks.
The mayor says it's all about the city's limited finances and getting out of the burden that is the decaying 70-year-old stadium. But the crowd wasn't having it. Stimson repeatedly tried to tell a sometimes hostile crowd at Williamson High School last night that the $10 million he wants to give South Alabama shouldn't be seen as a gift to USA, but a way to save the Senior and Dollar General bowls. Two inmates are back in custody after an early morning escape from the Loxley Work Release Center. 21-year-old Cantorius White and 22-year-old Damon Densmore separated after the escape. White was recaptured by Loxley police, and canines were tracking Densmore when he was spotted by a nearby logging crew. He was taken into custody about a mile from Wind Creek Casino in Atlanta. A kidnapping suspect on the run for several days in Mississippi is in custody. Paul Heathcoe is accused of kidnapping his girlfriend and holding her against her will for 3 days. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out, only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management, to our technicians, to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement, where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more, or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM. So an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
The Trump administration will update a federal judge today on how it's working to meet a Thursday deadline for reuniting migrant parents and children who were separated at the southern border. As of yesterday, at least 879 parents had been reunited with their children, although more than 460 might have been deported without their kids. The criminal trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been delayed for a week to allow the defense time to review evidence. But correspondent Shimon Prokopez tells us jury selection will move forward today.
Prospective jurors are set to appear in court. They'll be there with the attorneys and answer questions, a questionnaire that the attorneys are going to agree on for the jurors who will at some point get selected, perhaps next week.
North Carolina law enforcement raided 3 casinos the state says were illegally operated by the Tuscarora Nation, which lacks federal or state recognition as a Native American tribe. Dow stock futures leading rising stocks across the boards this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Company, is jumping into esports with an investment in Immortals LLC. She also will join the board. Immortals owns and operates an esports franchise, the Los Angeles Valiant, in a league run by video game publisher Activision Blizzard that was launched in January. It isn't clear how much she put in, but Whitman's investment values the company at more than $100 million. Iran's foreign ministry says Iran will respond with equal countermeasures if the U.S. tries to block its oil exports. U.S. officials are stepping up diplomatic efforts to pressure countries to stop importing Iranian oil. President Hassan Rouhani suggested Iran might block Gulf oil exports if its own exports are stopped. Whirlpool trimmed its full-year profit outlook as it booked a large charge on its European operations and said it wouldn't be able to offset the effect of steel tariffs with higher prices for consumers. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So yesterday we had a little bit of drier air in the mix. So you said it was a dry front had made its way in?
It did, and it's just offshore. It's become stationary, and it did lower the humidity yesterday. We still got up to 92 degrees, which is pretty close to normal. But quite different from what we experienced over the weekend. And it looks like we'll get another day like yesterday. It should be mostly sunny and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. In fact, a few thunderstorms developed yesterday, but they actually formed closer to the coast and then moved offshore with a northerly wind.
That's kind of backwards, isn't it? That's not normally what happens.
Exactly. I mean, it's totally backwards. And that pattern should occur again today. Just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and I expect a high of about 92. Tonight, down in the low 70s and partly cloudy, and then tomorrow, another day with mostly sunny skies and a slight chance of a thunderstorm. And a high of 92 degrees. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible. Again, temperatures are going to be in the low 90s, perhaps getting into the mid-90s on Saturday. And then on Sunday, another day of sunshine and afternoon thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 90s. So that's the pattern, just a few afternoon thunderstorms, and we'll see temperatures in the low and perhaps at times into the mid-90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, then the next part of this equation is what's going on in the tropics.
Right now we've got some thunderstorm activity over the Gulf of Mexico. That's due to that stationary front that's offshore. Don't expect any development there. Caribbean is quiet. In the Atlantic, we have another strong tropical wave moving off the African coast. The previous one just fell apart. And the problem right now is that the waters out in the tropical Atlantic are below normal in temperature. And so as these waves come off the African coast, they're not developing and they're falling apart. And that pattern may continue through the rest of the summer, which means that where most of the tropical development will occur will be either in the Gulf of Mexico or the southwestern Atlantic, Bahamas, and that area. We've seen that already, and that may be the pattern for the rest of the summer.
I mean, not that those can't be, you know, big storms that do a lot of damage, but it seems like the classical threat of the very big one is that one that you start talking about, you know, 10 days out coming off the African coast, and we watch it develop for a week and a half, and then it shows up in the Gulf.
Right now, that may be limited because the waters are below normal in temperature, and this next wave coming off, the chances are it's going to fall apart once it gets out over the tropical waters again that are cooler than normal.
All right. And here's for a cooler than normal Atlantic, Dr. Bill. Cheers.
That will help, yeah.
Right. We'll check back soon.
Okay.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and of course, listen to him throughout the hurricane season. Man's got a PhD in this stuff, and he's not watching just the what's happening today, tomorrow. You get the insight like that. Why it's why we're not seeing the storms pick up coming off the African coast. What's going on in the? He does the micro, but he also does the macro.
Yeah, this is we were talking about football a little bit earlier. This is his regular season.
Right.
When hurricane season comes through, because he preps us as we get ready.
Yep.
And as we enter hurricane season, he starts saying what's on the horizon. But right now, this is when you listen to Dr. Bill.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll go the playoffs, unfortunately, for, you know, September.
Yeah.
Peaking in September there when you talk about tropical weather. But right now, things are looking good. good. 639 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic next.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
Yes, this is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize, that Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State troopers have told us they're clear. A good ride across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fort. Light traffic downtown from the tunnels all the way into Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Again, no wrecks in the roadways. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 and now move to Robertsdale, offering so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing with quicker installation times. Call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring and an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. And okay, so somebody else was asking about the recount thing. Yeah, we talked about it a second ago. Story is House District 102. We're now a week since the primary runoff, and the only race in our area that has not been decided is this House District 102, where you have just 25 votes separating Willie Gray and Shane Stringer. Shane Stringer leading with 25 votes. There are 58 provisional votes that apply to 102. And maybe, you know, some of the people, I'll check my phone here. I know a lot of, you know, people in the probate and in that world. If I'm messing something, if I'm missing something or messing it up, let me know. But 50, I mean, don't y'all just sit down and count 58 provisional ballots? I know it takes, you have to do it correctly. I understand all that. But, I mean, we could just sit down with a stack of 58 and
I wonder if anyone out there already knows the winner, if somebody maybe already had those ballots and went ahead and counted through. I mean,
like, you don't have to bring the robots in, right? You don't have to bring the robots in. You don't have to bring, unless I'm missing something, you'd take the 58 provisionals, and you'd, although I don't know what makes, you know, the provisional ballots are going to be, for some reason, somebody didn't have ID, this or that. There was some confusion when they went to vote. You know, people who will say, well, they didn't, you know, wasn't my normal poll, whatever it is, you get to vote and it's provisional. And then if needed, then they count it. Well, in this case, it is needed. So that's the, but yeah, it's 58. I mean, you sit down, look at the Scantron, 58 of them.
I'm sure there will be someone with a Facebook Live or somehow filming this live so that everyone can watch the 58 as they're counted out today.
A one. Like the Tootsie, like the owl from the Tootsie. A one. A two. Also, saw more here on Mayor Stimson pushing to tear down Ladd People's Stadium, do the new football facility there, give the money to Ladd, and getting some pushback. A story from our news partners at WKRG say Mobile Mayor Stimson has tried to make the argument that they need to tear down Ladd. Says Mayor Stimson repeatedly tried to tell a sometimes hostile crowd that the $10 million he wants to give to the University of South Alabama should not be seen as a gift to USA, but a way to save the Senior Bowl and Dollar General Bowl, and also to get out of dire financial situation at Ladd People's Stadium. A quote here, the bottom line is a financial opportunity. We can invest $10 million at USA and save ourselves from having to invest $30, $50 million, whatever the cost is, to take care of Ladd. Mayor Simpson has proposed that the city contribute $10 million to USA's proposed on-campus stadium to be paid over the next 20 years. USA would guarantee rent-free access to the Senior Bowl and Dollar General Bowl, and most importantly, says Simpson, would free the city to demolish LAD. The mayor says it will cost $33 million over the next 20 years to maintain and operate LAD. He wants to tear it down and build a small high school-sized stadium in its place. There are a lot of pushback, and there's a lot of pushback at that meeting last night. The people in the Maysville said they don't want this to happen, at least those that showed up to the meeting. City Council could vote on the $10 million as early as next Tuesday at the City Council meeting. We'll talk more about this coming up after 8 o'clock. And also, I know you got sports coming up in just a little bit. Can I talk wrestling at some point? As a person involved in our show that knows the least about wrestling.
And I'm not far behind you.
I am not, like, I don't know my wrestling, but I know an opportunity when I see it. An announcement made about WWE, I think, is quite interesting. We'll get to that coming up. All right, 6:45, check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police need your help finding a woman who stole a truck and debit card from a home in Wilmer. Police say the woman with blonde hair and striped shirt stole a gray Chevy Silverado from a home on Dallam Drive. Inside the center console was a debit card. Police say the suspect used the card at a Circle K at the corner of Lott Road and McCrary Drive in Sims for gas and other purchases. She also booked a room at the Super 8 Motel but never checked in. A man is in jail for allegedly sexually assaulting two women at Knife Point. Police say 20-year-old Shaquille Dunbar attacked the women in West Mobile over the past month. One woman reportedly drove to meet him at his house on Post Oak Court when she was attacked. Dunbar will be in court Wednesday. After nearly a month on the run, a man wanted for shooting and killing a teen in Northwest Florida is in custody. 18-year-old Demetrius Caesar was captured in Louisiana yesterday. He'll be charged with homicide and the death of Abel Kane. Kane was shot and killed June 27th at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
It's 6:47 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 7-3 last night. Mobile fell behind 7-0 entering the seventh inning. They put three runs on the board but were unable to complete the comeback. That's 11 losses in a row now for Mobile.
Ow.
Tonight they'll try to get back in the mix. It's game two of the five-game series in Mississippi. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, Atlanta crushed Miami 12-1. Cincinnati defeated St. Louis 2-1. But Cardinals starting pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon nearly threw a no-hitter in his professional debut.
Just wanted to throw some strikes and hopefully get deep in the game, give our team a chance, and it's an unfortunate loss.
Ponce de Leon pitched 7 innings without allowing a hit before he was taken out of the game. But his parents, I think they threw a no-hitter by having that last name, Ponce de Leon. What a great name for
for an explorer or a baseball player, right?
Right, that's right. Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 7-6. Boston Red Sox got the win over Baltimore 5-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers hit 4 home runs and a 7-6 win over Philadelphia. Here's LA's Chris Taylor hitting his 12th of the season.
Taylor drives the ball the other way. That one is deep. That one is gone. The third solo home run in the first two innings against Eflin, who entered the game having allowed just 6 home runs all year.
Pittsburgh won their 10th game in a row, 7-0 over Cleveland. Milwaukee beat Washington 6-1, and Arizona beat the Chicago Cubs 7-1. Some bad news for Tim Tebow fans that were hoping he would get a chance to play in the majors this season. Former Heisman Trophy winner and current New York Mets minor leaguer likely to miss the remainder of the season with a broken bone in his right hand. Tebow was injured on Friday night when his Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble
the
Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies.
Rumble Ponies, yes.
There you go.
That's the
Rumble Ponies theme
song. That's what they come out to? Okay, good.
So the Binghamton Rumble Ponies were taking on the Trenton Thunder on Friday night. That's when Tebow hurt his hand, went on the disabled list. He'll have surgery today, expected to miss 6-8 weeks. basically the rest of the season.
What will the Rumble Ponies do without Tebow?
How are they going to survive without Tim Tebow? The first Alabama Crimson Tide game of the season against the Louisville Cardinals, now 39 days away. That's just over 1 month. But fans of the Tide will not have to wait that long to watch Bama on TV. Yesterday, ESPN announced they will air a four-part series showing the defending champions preparing for the upcoming season. The show is named Training Days, Rolling with the Tide. First episode will air on Thursday, August the 9th at 6 p.m., and subsequent episodes will air on Wednesday nights. United States swimmer Ryan Lochte has been suspended for 14 months by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency after he received an IV infusion without a therapeutic use exemption. The 12-time Olympic medalist posted a photo of himself on social media. This was back on May the 24th, and that photo showed him receiving an IV infusion. USADA said that Lochte cooperated fully with their investigation. His suspension is retroactive, which means it ends on in July of 2019, and he will be eligible to participate in the 2020 Summer Olympics. In NBA news, All-Star forward Carmelo Anthony reportedly planning to sign a one-year, $2.4 million contract with the Houston Rockets once he's released by the Atlanta Hawks. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, so let me throw this into the mix here as I see the story from ESPN.com. The WWE is set to make history once again on October 28th with its first ever all-women's pay-per-view event.
All right.
Titled Evolution, okay, staged from the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, the site of countless monumental moments in WWE history, including, so you can keep score here, WrestleMania 2. Evolution will feature the women of Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live, NXT, and the newly formed NXT UK brands, ooh, as well as a couple of Hall of Famers. So this announcement here, 3 months before the event, they said the exact makeup of the card is still yet to be determined, but one match is already set in stone as the finals of the second annual Mae Young Classic Tournament. As you might expect, which I might not because I don't know anything about wrestling, it says, as you might expect, WWE is bringing out all their heaviest hitters for Evolution. You can expect to see all the best of all brands. That's Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Carmella, Nia Jax, Asuka, everyone. Plus, you'll get to see Trish Stratus. Lita will be there. You're going to see some legends. I don't know any of those except for Rousey, but there
well,
you go.
Well, you so know, it's, the last name Flair, that's a...
Yeah, it's a family of wrestling, yeah, right? It's a dynasty, wrestling dynasty. So that's Rick's daughter or wife, or what is that?
I think it's got to be his daughter.
Okay.
Just guessing, though.
Just checking. Okay. So that's coming up October 28th. Just thought I'd let you know. It's wrestling time, and it's a pay-per-view event, of course, and we'll talk accordingly. All right. Coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by the all-new Ram. Introducing the 2019 Ram 1500. The strongest, most capable, most advanced, and most luxurious Ram 1500 ever. Ram. Built to serve.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority. And Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. A good ride across the Bayway. If you traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore Schillinger, 3 knots, 90 in range line, and I-10 near Theodore Dawes Road, all looking good. For the 65 split, heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, no delays. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. It's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. And they've got great deals right now on all their used golf carts from Yamaha. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
653 FM Talk 1065. And glad to have you here. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Remember, online, FMTalk1065.com. And find all kind of stuff over there. Online opinion polls. You can also check out podcasts. If you want to check out the lineup for weekdays or weekends, that's on there. Also, our three big things, the stories that are trending right now. And you can go check out that list. Talking about number one, the woman at the center of that Waffle House arrest video found guilty. Shakeisha Clemens found guilty last night by a judge in Saraland. We'll talk about that. Also, House District 102 race likely decided today as they'll count those 58 provisional votes and have hopefully some decision by the end of probably the noon hour. I would get it's 58 provisionals. It shouldn't. If it takes like days or something.
Maybe one a minute.
A two. And also the Shrink the Divide event happening tonight in Mobile, a racial healing event, 6:30 at the Mobile Civic Center. We'll talk about that coming up as well. All right, I want to throw this into the mix because this is people doing good things. You know, I like to find the stories when people are acting right because I think there's actually maybe more or at least equal amounts of people doing good things, but it's not the nature of news to, that's usually not the, you have to have a little more drama to it, right?
Yeah, it's not sexy.
Right, but to me it is. So I'll put this here. 18-year-old college student in England recently has attached more than 40 uplifting notes on the side of a bridge because where he lives there, it's a suicide hotspot. This bridge called the Sunderland Bridge. It's a hotspot for suicides in northern England, which if you've spent time in Manchester, northern England, like in the wintertime, imagine be pretty depressing.
Yeah.
18-year-old college student named Paige Hunter recently came up with an idea and attached more than 40 uplifting notes to the side of the bridge. And before y'all go, all cynical say, oh, what good does that do? Well, the notes say things like, you're not alone, and even though things are difficult, your life matters. And now, according to local police, who have given her accommodation for it, because they say the notes have already helped save the lives of at least six people that went up there to jump that looked at the note.
That's fantastic.
Before you get, you know, I know, the easy thing is like, well, who cares? That doesn't do anything. At least according to law enforcement there, six people have not jumped because of reading the notes. Paige says she wasn't trying to get attention or win an award. She's trying to help people, but she's amazed the response she's gotten. So that's, you know, more people doing good things for the human beings, putting those notes up on that bridge and saving lives. So good for her.
Yeah, the world could use more empathy. And yes, I don't know what's more empathetic than leaving notes for possible suicide victims.
You know, I've seen those stories over time where you have... And sometimes there are things that go viral, or sometimes you hear about the story when there weren't cameras there, but somebody who's in that situation, who's jumping from a bridge or something, and a person goes up there, not just when you have a trained member of law enforcement talking them down off a bridge, but just regular folks. These stories have been out there. Heard a story, might have been listening to the BBC or something to the effect, that there's a bridge in China that is... I mean, the numbers were staggering. The people in a year that jump off the bridge kill themselves in China at this bridge. And there's a person who gets up every day, and he goes to the bridge and talks to the people that are going. I guess Chinese authorities aren't as worried about it or whatever that these people are doing it. This man gets up every day, and they interviewed him. And it was a seriously heart-wrenching interview. And he goes out of it. He says, I'm not always successful. He watches people jump, but he talks people off. So I'll be happy. There's angels on the earth just like that out there. So keep it up, Paige Hunter in England. Man, I don't know your name in China, and the thousands of others out there doing right. 657, we're coming right back. Yeah.